Alright, thanks for coming in, Luca.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, man.
I needed specifically a Marvel fan for this episode, yo. Because I did ask have so many like Marvel theories, but like I don't know who to tell them to.
Yeah, no, like Marvel theories, they're crazy. Like sometimes you look at it, but yeah, like when you elaborate, like it goes deeper than that.
Yeah. Because I need someone to react to them. Because Gavin couldn't react to them because Gavin's not too much into Marvel.
Okay.
So I call up Trey and I'm like, yo, I need someone that knows Marvel like to the T.
Yeah.
He called up you. I'm like, bless. This guy brought in the Infinity Gauntlet.
I flex that shit, you know, bought an auction, $90. Shit was worth it.
Yeah, like, that's fire though.
That was like the beginning of my collection. Like I'm trying to get like the hammer and like the shield and shit. Like,
yeah. There's a hammer too.
They have like the Thor's hammer. They have like those replica type things. They're made quality like leather and stuff.
Yeah.
Actually clean.
Yo, I seen Thor's hammer, but it's a toolbox.
Oh yeah.
You seen that?
It was like some Father's Day ad. I swear that they're like, yo, why a toolbox? But it's Thor's hammer.
Yeah. Yo, so how did you get into like Marvel and shit? Like, were you always like a comic book fan?
I think it was like I was young. So then, because my brother was 6 years older than me, so I think like he kind of liked that stuff. So he'd be somewhat interested. And then at a certain age, the original Spider-Man, like Sam.
Oh
Raimi,
yeah, everybody grew up.
So
on
like,
that
yeah, exactly. That was the OG one. I was like, yo. I started getting like the shirts and the toys and like after that, because then cartoons and stuff too and like video games, that was like peak.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I feel like superheroes in general or anything that has to do with like superhuman abilities, it always finds a way to reach the top of like mainstream media.
Yeah.
Like always.
I swear like back in the day, I think like before 2000s, it was almost like people were like, oh, it's like nerdy. Oh,
yeah.
You like superheroes? Like what the heck? Over the past, I want to say, well now, like 20 years, I think that came way more like mainstream.
Yeah, it's so mainstream now.
Now everyone, you go on Twitter, all the Marvel Disney Plus series.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Every time on Twitter after the episode release, it gets trending. Day of, millions of tweets.
Facts. Like Loki just came out actually. Yeah,
that first episode was actually like
that was crazy, bro. I feel like the way Marvel's doing their TV series now,
it's so
high quality. It's almost like a film itself. It's almost like mini films in one.
The amount, they put like millions of dollars into like all these shows. It's like the same quality and production of movies. Yeah, just cut up into pieces.
Yeah.
I think every show they release, like WandaVision, like Falcon Winter Soldier, every like episode, like, oh my God, just look, it looked good, played well type of thing.
Yeah, and Loki's like perfect too.
Oh, man.
Like I'm glad they chose Loki for the show.
Yeah.
Man, this guy killed him.
But in that first episode, they showed, which was like messed up.
Yo, I have a crazy theory about Loki.
Okay.
So there's a theory that when Loki tried to kill Thanos, he wasn't actually trying to kill Thanos with a dagger.
He
was actually trying to kill himself. It was a suicide attempt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So listen. He knew that Thanos follows a 50-50 rule, right? So he wants to kill half of the population.
Yeah.
So he knew in order to save Thor, he must sacrifice himself and let himself die so Thanos leaves one of the Asgardian royals alive.
Oh my God. Yo, that's crazy though. Cause like literally that man died on the spot after that. Thor's like holding him. If they somehow both survived, there would have been a chance that Thor could have died.
Yeah. There would have been a chance Thor could have died. And if he killed Thor, he would have been more valuable to save everybody.
Yeah. Cause like Thor, like get the thing. Infinity War, Thor was like major point.
He was the reason they kind of got to the end, you know?
Cause like the whole like, yo, one of the most iconic freaking battles ever, like Battle of Wakanda.
Yeah.
They're getting clapped. Like they're about to die from like those like crawler thingies. And then all of a sudden just comes in with Stormbreaker. Boom. Like every time like people relive that scene, like everyone still gets hyped. Like to this day.
When he comes out, y'all are and he comes out with a big ass hammer and shit.
Calls down like a storm, like kills everybody. In the theater, like that experience in the theater was like insane.
Yeah. Yo, I feel like any Marvel movie, you gotta watch in theaters now.
Yeah.
You can't watch it at home or nothing. You gotta watch it in the theaters.
Like at home, like the shows are still good at home, but like even then, closing my door and I'm like, I tell my family, I'm like, I'm watching my show.
Yeah.
I gotta get into it. So used to like, the theater experience, big screen, like that's all you see.
And the reaction too, because everyone's like cheering and shit.
To this day, like on Twitter, they'll repost like the Avengers Endgame, the ending, like when everyone comes out. And still, like, they posted with the crowd reactions.
Weird.
And I'm still getting, like, hyped. I'm, like, with the crowd. I'm like, yo, I remember that moment. I was, like, I was going crazy. Like, everyone was going crazy.
Bro, I can't wait till, like, theaters open up. I used to go to the theaters almost 4 times a month, I swear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whenever it was, like, a big release that I knew, I was like, yeah, I gotta watch that immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, the Avengers movies, like, me and my boys would literally, like, pre-buy tickets.
Yeah.
So, like, no, we're buying seats. Like, I would buy, we got so serious to the point where I would buy tickets for them. So
Word. I would, and then you just pay, pay me back, fam. I gotta get these tickets.
It's like, how many tickets do you want? I bought like 6 tickets, and like the day of, I think I bought 6. My friend bought like 6. We took up a whole row at the theater. So I bought for the boys. Like,
bought the whole squad.
Yeah, whole squad.
That's sick though. That's sick. Just bring the whole squad with you.
Because then like you're literally not sitting. It's whatever, sitting near like someone you don't know. But the fact that it's like literally all.
It's the energy. It's the energy, right?
We had a ritual where we'd like go for like all you can eat sushi right before it. So every time there was a next like hype Marvel movie, we knew the plan. There was like 15 of us that are like, all right, all you can eat sushi right before. And then right after that, we're going to go watch like 3-hour long Marvel movie.
Okay. Going back to Thor.
Okay.
How he's worthy to hold the hammer. Okay. So I have a crazy theory for you.
Okay. Okay.
About Vision. Why Vision was worthy to wield the hammer.
Okay.
Now listen to this. Listen to this, bro. And I think it was Age of Ultron, right?
Yeah, Age of Ultron.
So Age of Ultron, they were like testing, okay, if you can lift this hammer, you're worthy.
Yeah.
And then all of them tried like Black Widow, Iron Man, Steve Rogers, Captain America.
Yeah, like shook a little bit.
Shook a little bit with Cap, right?
Yeah.
So Tony literally said, he was like, okay, if we put it in an elevator and it lifts the hammer, is the elevator now worthy? No, it's not.
Yeah.
Because
it's elevator.
It's just an elevator. It's just a machine.
Yeah.
So the reason Vision can wield the hammer is not because it's worthy, it's because it's just a machine.
Just play shit. That shit. Literally, that's like, because I think everybody's mainstream like response is like, oh, it's because he has a soul stone.
Yeah.
Mind Stone.
No, Mind Stone. Yeah.
Mind Stone in his head. So it's like, oh yeah, Mind Stone, he's worthy. But like, that makes sense though, because he's not a living thing.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks and like, he kind of like feels, I guess. He's just technically a robot.
Yeah, because technically he doesn't have a soul, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a soul. And it's can a rock be worthy?
Yeah.
If it doesn't have a soul? No. Because a rock doesn't have a soul.
Yo, they should test that out with Korg. You know Korg from like Thor Ragnarok? That rock guy? Oh,
yeah, the rock guy? I feel like he has a soul though, because he can like...
Maybe he has like some sort of like skin underneath some shit. Like he actually has like a living thing.
Maybe he's just like a creature.
Yeah, like a creature.
Like an alien or some shit, right?
But like, yeah, Vision, like... It was a sick scene because everyone's like, whoa, like he lifted the hammer. I think it's one of those things where it's cool, but then it's like, when you think about it, it's like, wait, like, is he there?
It's so dope how Marvel purposely put in those little details for us.
They're crazy with the little details.
Yeah.
All this little like Easter eggs that if you watch it, that's why I always like rewatching movies.
Yeah. Because
then you point stuff out and you're like, yo, did you see that? And like some next little detail in the background.
Just even that statement of when Tony said, if we put it in the elevator, will it be worthy?
Yeah.
Just that statement. Yeah. It just sounded like a joke, but it actually ties into fucking Vision.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
But you have to think too, like Vision picked it up and handed it to Thor. And even even the final battle, Age of Ultron, final battle, man's like, he was swinging in, hitting people with it.
Yeah.
But he didn't use the powers. He didn't use the lightning.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's so true. Damn, I just took that in.
He never used the powers. But you know who did use the powers? Because he was actually worthy?
Captain America.
Captain America. Man used the powers. So
damn,
it's like,
I didn't notice that, bro.
Because on the thing, the spell that I think Odin put on it, it says like whoever's worthy gets the powers of Thor.
Mm-hmm.
So did Vision get the powers of Thor?
He didn't.
Or did he just lift it?
He just lifted it.
So
damn.
But Captain America, obviously, like he's a worthy man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see that's exactly what I'm saying. Like they leave those little hints for us and then like we only figure it out till later.
Yeah. Right? Like when you watch all of them or you connect the dots, you're like, oh shit. Like,
bro, okay. Connects. I have another one for you. There's a hidden detail in Avengers. Because you know how the original actor for Hulk was Edward Norton?
Yeah.
And then they changed him and became Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
That's a Hulk like everybody knows now.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. But actually, people don't know like the first Hulk is canon in the MCU.
Technically, it's part of the MCU,
Because what's his name is in that? The General?
General Ross, yeah.
Yeah, General. So that whole movie is still canon.
Yep.
And there's a theory in Avengers, when we first see Hulk, Bruce Banner says, I try to put a gun in my mouth and pull the trigger.
Yeah.
But the big guy spit the bullet out, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Thus saying he tried to kill himself by shooting himself in the mouth.
Yeah.
Now, if he tried to shoot himself in the mouth, what would have happened?
Now that he's like...
He would have had facial deformity and it would have changed his face or some shit.
Yeah.
And changed his voice.
Yeah.
So it kind of ties into like the actors changing.
Oh my God. So it's just like, I did it. Pulled the trigger. That was it. And then somehow it went from Edward
now
to
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. See, his face just changed a little bit. It was because the gunshot. Yeah.
This one's a little bit harder to believe, but it's like...
Makes sense though.
Kind of makes sense.
That was like... That reminds me of like, well... Like Don Cheadle, like wasn't it like Rhodey?
Because
Iron Man 1, it was I think
Terrence Howard, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was him. And then, like, just Iron Man 2, all of a sudden, it's just Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
And then they're, like, they just, like, they acted like it was nothing.
They're yeah, like, they acted like it was not, unless there is something, like, a key detail there.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised they put, like, a little, like, line where it's just, like, huh, you look so different or something.
Knowing Marvel, though, I feel like there is one.
Yeah.
So you just gotta look back in it and find it.
Once you rewatch it, like, however many times, then you know it's, like, the little lines that you're, like, oh, actually, speaking of Iron Man 2,
yeah.
That was, like, a little detail where, remember Iron Man 2, the little kid that had an Iron Man helmet?
Yeah.
And then he, like, that robot was about to kill this, like, little kid, and, like, the kid just raised his hand like he was gonna shoot.
Oh, yeah, I remember the scene, yeah.
And then everyone on socials was like, yo, like, he's oh, that's Spider-Man, that kid's Spider-Man, this and that. And then Marvel came out one day and said, yeah, that's Spider-Man.
That's like Peter Parker when he was young.
That's Peter Parker. He went to, like, because it was the Stark Expo.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, yeah, he went to the Stark Expo because he loves that type of stuff.
And damn.
Then Iron Man saved him.
Wait, is that canon, like, that young Iron Man was Peter Parker?
The little kid wearing the Iron Man helmet. I think they actually confirmed, like, that's
Peter Parker. That's sick.
Because it's like he, like, looks up to Tony Stark because I guess lives in New York. Like,
yeah.
Like, rich, smart dude. Like,
oh, that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
They were in New York?
I forget where that, like, expo was, but, like, it's because Peter Parker lives, I think, what, like, Queens?
And yeah,
then,
yeah.
Then Tony Stark's, like, I think, Manhattan. Like, middle of, like, New York. So his kid's like, wow, a smart rich dude who just builds, like, iron, like, suits, that's sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets his, because you have to think, like, Peter builds his own web shooters at first, and, like, he makes the webbing himself.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, man's, like, he's technically, like, an inventor himself.
Yeah, he's Loki is one of the smartest superheroes, I think. Yeah, right?
I think, like, up there it's like Iron Man, Bruce Banner, Spider-Man. I think, you know, Shuri from Black Panther.
Yeah.
She's up there too, because she builds all, like, that Wakanda, like, technology.
Mm-hmm.
So she makes, like, suits and all that.
Yeah, so Loki, Peter is like a genius. Genius, right?
Yeah, because the thing of the comics, he has his own industry. It's called Parker Industries.
Oh, yeah, later on.
Yeah, it's his own, like, company. So it's kind of like Stark Industries, where he, like, builds his own suits. Mm-hmm. Builds, like, armored suits and stuff, too.
Okay. Yo, I have a crazy theory for you. Okay. Spider-Man theory, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So there's a theory that MJ Zendaya is actually Nick Fury's daughter. Listen. Okay. So, you know Peter Parker's school?
Yeah.
It's like the top geniuses in the country. Yeah. They all go there, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's speculated that school is funded by SHIELD. That's the reason why Peter was brought there.
Yeah.
When he was brought under Iron Man's wing, right?
Yeah.
So, it's speculated that whole school is kind of like an incubator for the next Tony Stark, for the next Bruce Banner, right?
Yeah.
So, funded by SHIELD. So, it would make sense that Nick Fury's daughter would go to that high school.
Yeah.
All right, now listen. So, if you look at MJ, her clothes, her style is very similar to Nick Fury already, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's one scene, she was, like, in detention. She's literally wearing the exact same black trench coat as Nick Fury. I don't know if you noticed that.
I remember, like, that trench coat.
Yeah, and she's always wearing, like, all black and shit, right?
Yeah.
And she's so smart. She was the only person to figure out Peter was Spider-Man.
Yeah. She immediately did a detective work where she's just like, oh, yeah, it was you. Like, I know. Like,
yeah.
Ain't no surprise type of thing.
Mm-hmm. So, going to the theory, what if she already knew?
She already knew he was Spider-Man?
Yeah. Or? Maybe she already knew, too. It could be that too.
Yeah.
But also her just being smart enough to figure it out.
Yeah. Because you have to think, if you look at it in, like, realistic terms too, like, if he, like, keeps disappearing when, like, danger comes by or something like that, it's like, it's gonna get, like, sketchy where you're like,
yeah.
Wow, they're not in the same room ever.
Like, I know. She's the only one that noticed, though. That's interesting.
That makes sense because, like, the gifted school type thing, like, everyone's super smart at, like, some next stuff, like how Peter's, like, science and stuff. It wouldn't make sense that she's actually some next, like, perceptive. Like,
yeah. She a genius, though?
I want to say so, but I think she's just, because you know how she's, like, she's lots of, like, attitude type of thing. Like,
yeah. See, going to the theory, like, she could be Nick Fury's daughter because she's so freaking, she's, like, rebellious.
Yeah.
And I mean, she doesn't really, like, trust the government and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe she doesn't trust the government because what happened to SHIELD with Hydra and shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Nick Fury, I remember Avengers 1, they wanted to launch a nuke at New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nick Fury's like, yo, I think that's a dumbass idea because, like, he's trying to oppose it. So Nick Fury does not sometimes, like, superiors type of thing. That's like, oh, we gotta do that. Nick Fury's like, no, I'm not. He does his own thing.
Exactly.
So that kind of makes sense for MJ then.
I feel like MJ, she was kind of like an outcast of that school too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was like one of those lone wolf type thing where she's doing her own thing. She just want to talk to people.
And maybe the reason for that is because maybe she wasn't even, like, one of those super intelligent people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she was just put, like, the theory goes, just put there because she's Nick Fury's daughter.
Yeah.
That's why she doesn't relate to all of these geniuses.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she might be, like, she might still be smart, obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not, like, science and all the other stuff that, like, everyone else, because it's, like, that gifted school. She's just there. Cause even, like, the, like, little joke scenes type of thing. Peter, like, he's trying to, like, I think, what was it, Liz? Like, that in Homecoming, that girl he's trying to get. He's sitting there with Ned at the table. MJ's at the other table, like, you guys are losers.
Yeah.
Like, she's sitting by herself. She's just making fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, sometimes, like, she doesn't want to be there. She's just doing her own thing.
Yeah. Okay, I have another Spider-Man theory for you.
Okay.
Okay, this one's not too much of a theory, but it's more kind of like a detail.
Yeah.
right? So remember in Spider-Man Far From Home?
Yeah.
When Tony gifted those glasses to Peter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when Edith. He put them on, Edith, right?
Yeah.
What does Edith stand for?
Oh, man.
Even dead, I'm the hero.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Even dead, I'm the hero.
Yeah.
So take this in. This is kind of like, it kind of flew over everybody's head.
Yeah.
So even dead, I'm the hero. That not only worked for Tony's situation, mm-hmm. but also Mysterio. Because listen. Remember Mysterio, before he died, he framed Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's why at the end credit scene, like it shows the news broadcast, Spider-Man's a menace, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's responsible for the attack. He killed this guy.
Yeah.
So even dead, I'm the hero also worked for Mysterio.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because like, yo, he turned, I think it's a whole point of Spider-Man 3. The next one is because he's on the run.
Yeah.
Like people are like, yo, he's a criminal. So yeah, Mysterio, that was his whole thing. That was a whole illusion, was like, yo, I'm the hero. Oh, let's team up, Spider-Man. And then because Spider-Man figured it out, like, oh, look, Spider-Man's a villain now. And then you got J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, man. He's like, yeah, of course, Spider-Man's the villain, criminal.
Yo, I'm so glad they brought him back though.
Oh my God. I love the new way they did him is actually like so funny. It's on a newspaper. Instead, it's like a news.
Like, yeah, he's like the reporter.
Yeah. He's on live TV just yelling. He's like, he's a menace to society.
Yo, when's the new Spider-Man coming?
I think it's like, I want to say December 21st this year, 2021.
And we're going to have like all three Spider-Men in that.
Well, yo,
yo, like, is it confirmed or is it more like it's still a rumor, but everyone's just like, we know.
That shit's on lock. Like Sony must have them all like under gunpoint or something like that. Like nobody says anything, especially Tom Holland, because he's known to leak all this stuff.
Yo, here's the thing though, because freaking, if all of these rumors are false, they don't come out with the multiverse, you know how disappointed everybody would be?
Every time like I read some next post about it, like people like theorizing like, yo, it's gotta happen.
Yeah,
like everyone's hype, but like there's always that one person like, yo, if this doesn't happen, you guys are gonna be upset for no reason,
because it could
still be a dope movie, but everyone's expecting like Andrew Garfield.
Exactly. So now it's like, if they don't, then it's fucked. They have to take an L for that.
Yeah, because like, and the thing is too, is they, even if they, there is a chance that they do feature those guys, which like be sick, there's a good possibility it's like a cameo. They see them, they talk to them for like 5 to 10 minutes. Whoa, you're the two different Spider-Man, that's crazy. And they go, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not actually them fighting and like doing this.
That might be what it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? What if they just seen the rumors and it got so big that they're like, fuck, okay, we got to put them in.
Yeah, now they have to.
They can't be like part of the plot. We just got to like squeeze them in somewhere.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is.
That'd be smart though, because it's still kind of like pleasing everybody, because it's like people are like, nah, this is Tom Holland's movie. Let him have his spotlight. But at the same time, oh no, like those are the original ones. That'd be sick to have a Spider-Verse theory type thing. Because the whole like Marvel Universe now, like they're going into the whole multiverse.
Yeah.
I feel like with almost every show.
You watch Rick and Morty?
No.
Nah?
Nah.
I feel like after Rick and Morty came out with that, the whole like multiverse kind of thing, because they talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
They talk about it a lot in Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
And I feel like when that kind of came out, all of a sudden you hear it everywhere.
Yeah.
In DC Comics. I mean, it's been around. It's been around in the comics for a long time. Yeah, but
long time.
All of a sudden, like you see it everywhere now.
Yeah.
Like Marvel's trying to do it.
Yeah.
DC's trying to do it. You know what I mean?
I think it's like a big like factor. That's a big buildup. Like,
yeah.
That's what everyone's like, because they have like the Flash. Mm-hmm. What was it? I think it's Flashpoint that they're coming out with eventually. So you got the Flash, and then you have, I think it's Ben Affleck's Batman. Mm-hmm. And then it's also, is it Val Kilmer or is it Mike? Oh, I think it's Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
So the Michael Keaton Batman, like the older one.
Ben Affleck, they're having all of them in one now?
So now it's like the old Batman.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck. I'm pretty sure it's Ben Affleck. It's the last one. And then like Ezra, I think it's Ezra Miller, that Flash.
Oh,
so like
shit.
They got like that old, like it's a different universe Batman or some stuff. So yeah, like I think everyone's cashing out on that. That's like, it's a lot of like, they call it like fan service. They know people are
they're into it right now. It's kind of like trends, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, it's like one person does it. Let's say Marvel does it, then DC got to do it to keep up.
See, I like DC stuff. Like, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that was my issue with Justice League. Like, it was decent, whatever. Well, they released the Snyder Cut, which people loved.
I didn't like it, bro, honestly. I didn't like it.
I still have to watch it. Because it's, like, how long is it?
It's fucking 4 hours, bro.
Yeah, so I was like, I still have to watch it. Because I have to do it, like, piece by piece.
Yeah.
But the original Justice League, I remember it was decent. But, like, I feel like they just, like, took all these, like, new heroes and just threw them in a movie together.
Mm-hmm.
As for Avengers, they had their own stories, they had their own build-ups.
Yeah, facts.
And then they put them all together, and it's
like, you know what? It feels like all of it's like rushed now, bro.
Yeah,
they're just trying to keep up.
Yeah, because Marvel, obviously, I think Marvel's got like the formula down.
Yeah,
but any direction they move into, like testing new shit, people are gonna be like, all right, bet
they can drop anything.
Yeah,
and then people will love it.
Yeah, the only movie recently that people were like, and with
is Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, even Ant-Man.
Like, oh yeah,
it's
I like that though.
It's I love it, but it's more like underrated. Where people are like, it's Ant-Man. But I'm like, yo, yeah. It's like, he's sick. And then Ant-Man 3, it's called mm-hmm. Quantumania. Mm-hmm. Quantumania, it's like the quantum realm. Mm-hmm. That shit's going to be crazy. Because it's like Kang the Conqueror. And that man, like, I think he just goes to different either like planets or universes. And like, essentially, like, he's a big ass villain.
Yeah.
Like, he's like a next threat. I think Ant-Man 1 and 2, I love them. They're so like low key type of thing. Like, people are like, oh, it's just Ant-Man. But like, Ant-Man 3.
No, because Ant-Man is what gave us like the fucking time travel shit.
Yeah.
That's where it came from.
Exactly. Because people were like, oh, it's just Ant-Man. But then like Civil War, man, he turned to giant man.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, one of his powers. Mm-hmm. And then Endgame, Ant-Man 2. And then into Endgame, he goes like super like small. And then he's in the quantum realm. And so it's like quantum realm, that's like a whole nother list of like possibilities.
Yeah.
And then that's how they got the whole thing of like time travel and shit.
Yo, so I heard a rumor. This is like a crazy rumor that Stan Lee was supposed to be the old version of Steve Rogers at the end.
Really?
Yeah, but I heard that he died before they could film it.
Yeah.
And also, they didn't want to like disgrace his legacy anyway. Yeah. So they just put it as like a different actor. But he was supposed to be.
That'd be cool. Like, that was like, you're just like including him because like he's everywhere. But then I remember I heard some other like theories that Stan Lee, he was the Watcher.
So I heard that too.
Where, because you have to think, like, we see it as cameos. Like, it's Stan Lee's cameos. But it's like, it's also the idea that, yo, he's at every place the heroes are at. Mm. Like, he's always watching them.
Yo, so wait. So maybe. If Stan Lee was the old Steve Rogers, when Steve Rogers went back in time to return all the Infinity Stones, that's why he's popping up everywhere.
He's old. Man's old and he's just like, yo, let me just see what they're doing. So every like little couple years, he's like, yo, what's this event? And he's just like some random old man in a window or on a train or some shit. That's
That would be sick. But I think they didn't want to like leave it at that. They wanted a nice send off.
I think it was his trademark that like when you think of cameos, you think of like Stan.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he was in so many. I think it was almost like let him have his own thing. So cameos were his own thing. But if they included him as an actual like I guess Captain America, then they're like that's like too much.
Yeah, it's gonna be like it's different now.
Because like Falcon and the Winter Soldier, they never confirmed Steve Rogers was dead.
You know that? That's true though. That's true.
They joke about it, because they have their own conspiracy theorists in the universe there where they're like, yo, Steve Rogers is on the moon, isn't he? Because they think like old man Steve just lives on the moon now.
Word.
They said he was gone, but they never like specifically said he is dead. Like
yo, that's true.
There's no feeling. You would think Marvel would have like a whole funeral for him. You know what I mean? One of the greatest
heroes. Because after Endgame, we're just like, all right, he's old.
Yeah, like he went back in time, came old,
and then we just forgot about
and
him.
And that was it.
Yeah, damn. Nah, you're right still.
So because I think they didn't. Because I was expecting it in Falcon Winter Soldier. I was expecting, he's going to be a cameo.
Or he's going to get killed off or something, right?
Exactly. I was expecting, maybe they'll have... Because I think one of the trailers, it looked like a funeral scene. Mm. So everyone's like, yo, what if it's, like, funeral for Steve?
Damn.
But, like, I think now... I think what they're doing is, because it was a Disney Plus show, they, stuck just to, the main story. They hinted at other stuff.
Yeah.
But because they didn't mention him very much... Because you know how Captain America, the new Captain America.
Yeah.
So now he has his own, it's Captain America 4 now. And he's,
Yeah.
So they literally right after the last episode of now Captain
America. Like the Falcon.
Yeah. So then at the end, it was sick though. Because at the end, they changed the title from Falcon the Winter Soldier to Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Oh shit.
Because they confirmed because people are like, oh, that it was actually funny, but it was also facts.
Swear it was supposed to be Bucky though in comics. I swear it was supposed to be Bucky.
Yeah. That's what people were saying. They're like, why didn't they change it? Because Bucky went through a whole change. Personality wise, people are like, he's not the Winter Soldier anymore. Because Winter Soldier was brainwashed, killing people and stuff. Nah, he's Bucky now. Or even White Wolf, because that was his name in Wakanda.
Oh, yeah. White Wolf.
So, but they both went through changes. He's Captain America now. So I think Captain America 4, which they confirmed right after the last episode, I think that's blockbuster movie. They're going to try and include Steve. That'd be sick. Because then
would be sick.
You have Sam Wilson, Captain America. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's because you have the thing. I think the big thing they wanted to do is that he's Captain America, but he doesn't have super soldier serum.
Yeah.
So he's just a dude in a vibranium suit,
mm-hmm.
which is dope. But
I swear he is super soldier, no?
No.
He's not?
Never. He was literally just a pilot when he first introduced in Captain America.
He didn't have any. Oh shit.
He was literally just a dude with wings that could fly. If he got shot or if something like that, he was just a normal dude.
Oh, what the fuck?
Because I think that was a big thing about Falcon the Winter Soldier.
I thought they never gave him. No. Oh shit, you're right. I just assumed that because of the title now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's whack.
I think what's that guy's name? U.S. I think U.S. agent.
Yeah.
John Walker. Yeah, John Walker.
Yeah.
He took the super soldier.
Oh yeah, he took it. He took it.
And that was actually one of my favorite things because the original Captain America, the first Avenger, like the first movie, the guy, I forget his name, but the doctor that gives Steve Rogers the serum, he says it amplifies like who you are as a person.
Word.
It makes you a better man because he, you know how like Captain, like Steve Rogers was skinny and like he was a small dude. He's a small dude, but he had the heart of a soldier. Like he was a good man. And then he became a super soldier. So when the super soldier serum amplified his qualities. So
and he was like a pure heart.
Exactly.
A good soul.
So then when John Walker, when he got the super soldier serum, it amplified his qualities.
And he was like evil. Yo.
And he straight up murdered that dude.
Yeah.
Just killed him with the shield. Like,
damn.
Like, again, like when you started looking at it, like, yeah, connecting the dots back to like the original movie, I'm like, that's actually facts. Because
that is facts. What the hell?
But then I think they kind of hinted that like, because now he's US agent.
Yeah, yeah.
He switched to like new suit and all that. So he might be bad again.
But I swear US agent is good though. Like in the comics.
Yeah, like in the comics, I think he has his time of being bad because he's like the enemy, but I think he also has his like fair share of actually like being the good guy too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a theory for you.
Yeah, let's go.
So there's a theory. I don't know if this is true. Like there's a lot of rumors about it, but there's a theory that the super soldier serum that Captain America took actually came from the heart-shaped herb from Wakanda.
Yo.
So that's why there's similar powers to Black Panther.
Yo, in Infinity War, when they're running and they're like racing, at like before the Battle of Wakanda, and then you have like Captain America and
Black Panther.
They're just like racing
each other. Yeah, almost they're like the same speed.
Oh.
So yo, low-key, it would make sense because Captain America's shield was vibranium.
Vibranium, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So since I think it was Tony Stark's father, right? Like Howard Stark?
Howard Stark, yeah.
So maybe he went to Wakanda.
Yeah.
Found like the vibranium, but also got the heart-shaped herb.
Yeah, saw some like purple glowing herb and was like, this is sick. And then you have to think too, like they were testing like all this shit back in like the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
They're testing stuff. So I went, that'd be sick. Like they grab it and they're like, yo, what's this? They test it out and they're like, yo, like that makes people stronger.
Yeah.
And then they probably just added their own shit to it because, like, you know, the U.S., like, you know what I mean? Like, they're probably just, like, testing their own stuff on it because then I think the heart-shaped herb was, like, purple. But then the one they gave Captain America is blue.
Okay.
So they could have, like, altered it and been like, all right, now it's Super Soldier Serum. We made our own thing, like, trademarked it.
Yeah.
That's true, though.
Because they're so similar, though.
They're super similar.
Like, the same strength, same speed.
Yeah.
They both use vibranium, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You can compare it. And Loki, it kind of lines up to that storyline, or like you can say it's that narrative if you just look at the details.
Exactly, because you have to think like Wakanda was in hiding for like so long. Everyone thought it was just a bunch of farmers. Like I think that was the whole point of like Black Panther. You have to think people probably stumble upon like Wakanda stuff because it was like it was always hidden. So people were probably like, oh, this is nobody's because they didn't know Wakanda was there.
Yeah.
So like vibranium and this and that, probably just took it and like, oh, this is cool, and then use it for their own stuff.
That's crazy.
That's actually sick because Wakanda's like next level, like the tech and all that stuff, like, because they got the nanotechnology, which actually made me think, because you know how, like, Infinity War, like, Iron Man got his nanotech?
Yeah, he had, like, the new suit and shit.
Yeah, like, so, I don't know if they ever confirmed it, but, like, did he, like, borrow some from Wakanda? Because Wakanda came out at that point as, like...
Oh, yeah, no, because in Civil War, right? They already saw Wakanda.
Yeah, because then Wakanda came out, I think... Yeah, Civil War, it was like they were like on behalf of Wakanda. Then after Civil War was Black Panther, because then it was just his movie. Mm-hmm. I think it was a funny part at the end of Black Panther where he's like, oh, like coming out to the world, like Wakanda, like we have more than you think. And then someone on the council is like, you guys are just a bunch of farmers. Like, what do you guys have?
Yeah.
And then it was like, it cut right there. Everyone knows like, yo, Wakanda's like next level tech. So I wouldn't be surprised if they like, they opened up to the world being like, yo, Wakanda's like a next level tech city.
Mm.
And then like Tony Stark's just like, yo, can I borrow some? Like,
yeah, maybe that's how he got it then.
That's not,
it's all from Shuri.
Yeah, exactly. Probably like, yo, they're both smart. So they probably like shared some sort of like next, like, yo, can I borrow that? Like, you got some like cool tech I can use? And I'm like, all right, bet. Like, why not?
Yeah, yo, I heard the new Black Panther is gonna be with Namor.
Oh yeah, because yo, Namor, like, because it would be like king, it would be like king versus king type of thing. But then I'm also like, it's dope. I can't wait. But I'm also like, I'm confused because I'm like, what are they gonna do?
Oh yeah, because Chadwick Boseman passed away. Yo,
like that's like so sad, just like out of nowhere.
Yeah,
passed away. Like that was heartbreaking. Sad. Like you have to take in that man straight up. Like he did these movies while he was like in pain.
Yeah, he was like sick.
Yeah, I was like, like straight up, I think I was like out with my friend when they announced it. Like, mm-hmm. like we I swear to God, we were all just sitting there like silent for a good like 5 minutes. We're like,
damn,
that man like did so much. He went to all like the premieres. He like shot mm-hmm. the movies, Infinity War, Endgame, and like he stuck through it all. I'm excited for Black Panther 2, but like I think the big thing people were saying was that they should bring back Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, to be the thing,
the next like yeah. Black Panther or something.
He would be a really good Black Panther. I feel like
he's a great actor. I love him.
Yeah,
like Creed and all that stuff. He's a great actor.
Mm-hmm. So Creed's like, one of my favorite movies of all time.
So good. I watched the second one just months ago, and like so like if this man, because I loved his character like in Black Panther, like he was so cool, so I'm like, yo, if they bring him back somehow, Marvel always finds a way to like,
yeah, Marvel always finds a way. They can just pull some shit out of the ass like, oh, this happened because of the timeline. You know what I mean?
And then like, oh yeah, look, he's back now, what's up? And like,
yo, they can bring back fucking Tony if they want.
Yo, like I was reading some shit today, mm-hmm. and there's hinting like he might show up, he might be there, but mm-hmm. if he does have a cameo or some next occurrence,
yeah,
he could still be acting, but instead of being actually Tony Stark, he's going to be an AI.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. I heard that. Yo, yo. So check this out. There was toys that came out for Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Right? And in the Shang-Chi collection,
yeah.
one of the figures was an Iron Man with Tony Stark AI.
Shit.
It might be a spoiler, but shit, right?
Yo, because like that's what I mean. Like they confirmed like Disney Plus show Ironheart, which mm-hmm. is like this girl who becomes essentially like the next like Iron person.
Oh, that's confirmed?
Yeah, I think they confirmed it. Like we don't know when it's coming out, but they just said yeah,
they're gonna do it
eventually. It would be a perfect opportunity because like I think they did that in the comics. Robert Downey Jr. You're not a major role, but you're still there.
Yeah.
You're just like guidance.
Yo, you know what I mean? The thing though, like they can't really replace Tony Stark.
Nah, that's like, I feel like Iron Man and like Iron Man, Captain America.
Yeah.
Like, what's his name? Chris Evans, like Robert Downey Jr. They were too good for their role. Mm-hmm. That's like, nah, like after this, like you can't live facts. Up to that.
Cause like there's only been one Iron Man, and the way he played it, it's almost like Robert Downey Jr. is him.
Literally.
He's not even like acting. That's just him. That's just how he is.
That was what Stan Lee said. Cause when he originally, because you have to think too, Robert Downey Jr. was having like his issues back in the day. Like,
yeah.
Because like he got into a lot of trouble and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then Marvel gave him a chance with like essentially, well, technically the second movie of the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave him a chance, said, you want to be our Iron Man? And he's like, all right, sure. He did the part, acted it out. And then Stan Lee like came out at some like, I think a press conference. It was like, this is exactly what I picture Iron Man to be. Like he is.
Because he had that whole arc of like, he had to come up from a downfall and shit.
Yeah, in the first Iron Man. Yeah, like he's kind of alcoholic. Because Iron Man in the comics is like a known like alcoholic.
Yeah.
So like he deals with that and like he's trying to overcome that. And then every other Iron Man movie is him like almost building up to like almost like becoming better.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
Okay, yo, what's your like top five Marvel movies?
Oh shit.
Okay, top three. Top five's hard. Let's just go top three.
Because like it was like I'm just with movies, I'm so easy to please with movies. Like people will point out all the little shit they didn't like. I just like I'm straight up just like, yo, I enjoy it. Like mm-hmm. I like if I went to the theater and I was like loving it.
If you vibed with it, vibed with it.
Like if I vibe with it, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So
top three. Let's hear it.
Okay. Honestly, just for the feeling, that's straight up serotonin from that movie. Endgame is like such a basic answer, but I wanna say Endgame is my first.
Word, yeah.
Only because too, like people argue like Infinity War is better than Endgame. Mm-hmm. Infinity War was goated. Because like it was the first time the heroes lost.
Yeah.
Sick. But I just liked Endgame because it was like I've been watching this stuff for like 11 years by that point or something, or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, my whole childhood, like I've grown up with these movies. So seeing some sort of like conclusion.
Yeah.
And seeing like finally hearing like the Avengers assemble, like that was it. Mm-hmm. I was like
the final arc type shit, right?
Exactly. It's like final arc. And it's like it was cool knowing like that they're building like the new Avengers type of thing. Like mm-hmm. new stuff. So I think Endgame would take my one just because it's like
yeah, it's a classic already.
Yeah.
Cause I kind of put both of them together, like Infinity War and Endgame. And Endgame,
because
technically they are the same film. It's just like two episodes in it.
Yeah, because originally they named it Infinity War Part 1 and 2.
Word.
And then the Russo brothers were like, nah, like...
Let's call it Endgame.
Yeah, because then people were like, I remember they're asking questions like, in Infinity War, did they say the title of the next movie? And they're like, nah. But then Doctor Strange does. He goes, we're in the Endgame now.
Oh, that's hard. Yeah.
So, but obviously Russo brothers like, we're not gonna tell you. Like, why would you tell you? We're not spoiling it. But Endgame, which was a sick title, because I think it was either Endgame or Annihilation were the titles, but Endgame was just like, that made sense.
Yeah, that's just like, it's so like nostalgic already.
So if we're thinking that, then I'm going to say same thing of, I'll put Endgame and Infinity War together.
Both together, yeah, because, that's what I would do. Yeah, I would do that shit.
That's like a full, like, I feel like if I watch Infinity War, I have to watch Endgame, because it's like, I want the conclusion.
You watch Tarantino movies?
Yeah.
somewhere. So like Kill Bill 1 and 2, I put them together type shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, that would be like, I'll put those top, both like top one, because it's like, they're just different feelings, but like at the same, they're both same level of enjoyment.
Yeah.
Second one, I'm going to go Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Where? That like, one, yeah?
Yeah, because I feel like with Marvel and you have like all this fantastical stuff, like with Thor and stuff, like magic and other stuff, that's dope. But like seeing just a movie of just like straight up the combat sequences in that movie.
Yeah.
Insane.
It was very like realistic, and it was very like, it's almost like Mission Impossible, not Mission Impossible, Bourne Identity.
Yeah, Bourne Legacy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because just like the combat, Sebastian Stan, him training for like the knife scene. Like,
yo, I seen like the behind the scenes shit. It looked fire.
Yo, you can tell it wasn't like fake. It wasn't like CGI. It was like them like remembering routines. Like, okay, like throw the knife up, jab this and that. And like blocking each other. Like it was insane.
That was such a good movie.
So I think, like, not only like, yeah, like the combat, all that, but like just the story itself where it's like, haha, S.H.I.E.L.D. I think my favorite line of that was like, you got Steve Rogers and like, you know, when they unveiled like the helicarriers.
Yeah.
So the helicarriers, like Nick Fury's like, look at all these helicarriers. Like they can take out millions, like thousands of targets in seconds because they had all the guns on them. And then Steve Rogers is like, this isn't protection. This is fear.
You
had all these like the three helicarriers that they can just go over a country or something like that and just like absolutely like.
And annihilate everything.
Kill whoever they want.
Yeah.
So Nick Fury's like, oh, but it's about protection. We're trying to help people. And then Steve Rogers is like, nah, like you're in fear because right above your head, like something could just take you out in a second.
Yeah. That's so true.
That movie, like this, everything about it, I was like, oh, such a good movie. Oh, but then Civil War was so good too.
Okay. What's your final one?
Okay. Final one. Honestly, I'm going to say final one. I'm going to go Far From Home.
Word. Yeah.
Because they're like, obviously.
That's interesting. Far From Home?
Yeah. Because, okay. So I loved like Thor movies. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. They're all. To be fair, I love like all the movies. Far From Home, because people clowned it because they're like, oh, he's just like a mini Iron Man now. Like he's not his own thing. Mm-hmm. But like that movie, because it was almost in his head, he's like, oh, I have to be the next Iron Man. He's freaking out. Mm-hmm. But then at the end of it, obviously he's like, nah, like I'm Spider-Man. That movie, I think, just hyped me up because it was like, so first of all, he's like, he's obviously far from home. Like he's in Europe.
Yeah.
He's doing his own thing. He has to try and like be his own hero. And then my favorite scene at the end when he has his spider senses. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time he ever like basically... Like, there's been hints of it, like, in Infinity War when, like, the hair on his arm rose up.
Yeah.
He sensed it. But that was the first time, which is a big thing from the comics, is that he closed his eyes.
And he had, like, spider sense. That's so true, because we didn't see that in the first Spider-Man. Like, spider sense. We didn't see any of that shit.
I think originally because that's what I love about it is that he's, like, a kid. So, like, he's still learning his powers.
Mm-hmm.
As for, like, some of the other Spider-Man, well, I mean, the other movies, he's a little bit older. But this one took on, like, he's 16 years old. He's just literally a child. Yeah.
He's the youngest. He's the youngest.
Yeah. So he's a child with powers. Because I love the whole idea of like Mysterio. Like he was always like such a sick villain. Video games and comics. And
they did it so well.
Because like the robot.
They didn't do it like magic shit. They actually did it like in realistically.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, with like drones and freaking holograms.
It's more, to me, it's a little bit more believable.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah. He puts the drones and like everyone, they think he's the hero. They think Mysterio's the hero. He's like straight up just like helping everyone. At that one part where it's like, oh, where am I, Spider-Man? And then I just love it because it's like he closes his eyes. He's not even looking.
Yeah.
I remember the whole theater went silent because in that moment, because he's trying to focus.
It turned black, right? It
turned black.
Yeah.
And then he just starts running and then it's absolutely just like destroying all these robots.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the end where like he's trying, like Mysterio's on the ground hurt and he's like, oh man, like help me or some shit like that. And then he just stops and then just grabs the gun. And like, so Mysterio was actually right beside him about to kill him, had the gun to his head.
Oh, yeah.
But then he just grabs it because the spider sense has like alerted him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you can't hurt me anymore. Because like, he's like grasping his powers like crazy now. Now he can actually detect all this stuff.
Yeah, that's so true. Yo, I have a fun little theory for Spider-Man.
Okay.
So this goes with his powers. Mm-hmm. So take this in. There's like a little detail or a little like kind of fun theory with it.
Mm-hmm.
That Spider-Man not only got the powers of spider sense and super strength and whatever like abilities he had, he also got a hidden ability which coincides with the details of a spider.
Yeah.
So listen, Peter is so young, right?
Yeah.
In the Sam Raimi one and Andrew Garfield one, they both like sewn their own suits.
Yeah.
They both sewn their own suits.
Yeah.
Now, when you're that young, you think they know how to sew and shit?
Oh, God, no.
Nah, they don't know how to sew. Yeah. But take this in. What if the spider gave him the ability to sew because spiders spin their own webs?
Yeah. Oh, that's facts. Because, like, you don't, like, what 16-year-old kid, like, especially like Peter, like, he's just a mm-hmm. smart kid. Like, he doesn't know anything about, like,
and they have some nice ass suits, bro.
Yeah,
that's not like some cosplay shit. That's some like high quality sewing shit.
Yeah, like the Sam Raimi one, like, he had like the like the whole like man spider, whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, where it's just like that first outfit that's like he just throws stuff together, mm-hmm. but like, you're telling me he's actually nice at drawing, first of all.
Yeah,
like, you sketches sick. It out, and then you're telling me he just like stitched that whole suit together. Like, what's it made of?
Yeah, like wait, who? They never said who made it. It was him that made it.
Yeah, like it wasn't like he like. It would make sense if he had a friend or like some next person that's like, oh, I mm-hmm. got you. So I guess I think they went with that in like the Marvel one or the MCU ones.
Yeah,
where it's just like Tony Stark built him the suits, and it's like, yeah, they're like, which some people don't like because it's like, oh, it's not like Spider-Man, but it's like, oh, it's some next tech. Like Spider-Man
that's suits. Why, yeah, that's why.
Because you have to think, in a universe like that, they're like, yo, you gotta be prepared. The original Spider-Man, like,
He just made all his own shit.
Yeah, and even the Amazing Spider-Man, like, the Andrew Garfield one, yeah, mm-hmm. they just sews his own thing. He's like, all right, look, got a whole spider suit. I'm like, how did you manage that? Like, that's crazy.
Did you ever, like, did you play, like, those Dimensions games? The Spider-Man
Dimensions?
Yeah, you ever play those?
Yeah, bang that shit back in the day. I used to, like, play it all the time.
You know the, is it 2045 or some shit?
2099?
Like, 2099, yeah. Bro, I forgot his name, Michael something.
I think it's Miguel O'Hara.
Yeah, Miguel O'Hara, yeah. Bro, I remember they showed like a cameo of him in the Spider-Verse movie.
Into the Spider-Verse, yeah.
Yeah, the animated one. I'm like, damn, I was so amped because nobody else really knew.
Yeah. No, like, because like that's, I mean, like, I feel like some people might know that, but like.
The real fans like that played the games and shit. They know.
You're like, you know, like the 2099, like futuristic mm-hmm. one. I loved it. It was so dope. But like, that's, they're like, that's because I think, was it next year or 2 years ago or 2 years? The new one comes out, the Into Spider-Verse 2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, he's definitely, I think he's confirmed part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Tegan, I learned most of like the Marvel shit from playing Ultimate Alliance.
Oh yeah, I had the first one back.
Yeah, yeah, the first one. I beat that whole game. That's how I found Deadpool. I played that in like grade 2.
Yeah.
And I knew who Deadpool was.
Yeah.
Right? And then I used to tell people, like, people come out, yo, my favorite superhero is Batman. My favorite is Spider-Man, right? And I go like, my favorite superhero is Deadpool, bro. Yeah. Like, who's Deadpool?
Yeah.
And like, I'll show you. And this guy with like guns and freaking like katanas and shit. And like, damn, that's like nothing you've seen before.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like an underrated character for a long time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, boom, out of nowhere, they came out with movies.
Yeah.
And then he's like appearing in all these different like animated features and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And is now like a huge franchise.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, like, he was cool. Like, in the comics, like, I loved it because in some comics, like, he was like, he would always break the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Like he talks like the audience type thing. Like, he was always cool. And like, he's an anti-hero. So it's like, he's a hero, but like, he just does his own shit. Like, he doesn't care. Facts. Once Ryan Reynolds was like, I want to do it. So, yo, they did him dirty with like the X-Men one.
I know, the X-Men Origins one.
Yeah.
That shit was trash.
Cause it was so shit. Cause like, he had like, like laser eyes and like his mouth. How are you going to like, his nickname is literally the like Merc with a mouth.
Yeah.
And like, how are you going to like take away his mouth? Like, they sewed it shut.
I know.
I'm like, that's his whole thing. So like, thank God that was Ryan Reynolds playing that part. But then thank God they're like, we want you to actually give you another chance with like an actual Deadpool movie. So now he has the Deadpool like 1 and 2, where it's like, those are actually like, they're actually funny, because it's like, it's Deadpool is like,
I feel like Deadpool would be sick as even like a series too, low-key.
Yeah,
because they can do so, they can make that up like a comedy, adult comedy. Yeah, you know,
he's, because he's so like random, like he essentially could do like whatever he wants. So it's like, there's always some next story.
You know what's smart? They gave him the rated R.
Yeah,
if it wasn't rated, if it was PG-13, this shit would be trash, to be honest.
Yeah, see, I'm worried because Disney bought Fox, so now I think they have
it has to be
so
like
PG-13. I think they might be pushing for PG-13, but
what,
like,
the fuck.
So it made him like, he swore, just like, even like Deadpool 2, like, you have Juggernaut, he like just rips Deadpool in half.
Yeah.
There's like blood and shit. Like, you can't include that in a PG-13 movie. Like,
damn. If they do that, they're gonna slip.
I feel like they gotta, like, especially like working with Ryan Reynolds I think Ryan Reynolds is trying his best to try and like, okay, it's PG-13, I have to work with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might slip up. Like, they might like waste it. But maybe like, if they do, say they mess up the third one and they're like, oh man, it's not as well recepted because it's only PG-13. But like, hopefully they would be like, okay, we messed up, let's go back to rated R. Because then make fun of the old one. Like, make fun of that third one then.
Damn. Because the Deadpool one was so good just because it had that tone already.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that kind of gave the bridge for freaking like Logan, because they did Logan in rated R.
Yo, that shit was so good.
Right? And then they're talking of doing other like Marvel movies, maybe rated R, like if they want to do like a darker tone on shit.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was a tester. Yeah. Like, Deadpool was a tester, like, okay, let's see if it works.
Yeah.
And boom, went crazy, right? Yeah. So now we're able to have these like rated R movies with superheroes and shit.
Exactly.
But I want to see more of it. I don't want to see it like... toned down just for the money. Because realistically, they would make more money if they made it PG-13.
Oh, 100%. Because, like, you have to think, though, like, people kind of assume, like, oh, no, like, kids aren't going to watch this rated R stuff. I'm like, you really think, like, a 12-year-old kid, like, isn't swearing? Like, at home. They love this stuff. Like, even in the MCU, like, in Avengers Endgame, like, when Tony Stark finds out, like, he discovers time travel.
Yeah.
He just goes, like, shit. Like, and, like, so they throw in the little ones, but it's, like,
I know.
His whole character is, like, just straight up, like,
It could have been more true to the comic, true to the characters and shit. Because, yo, do you think they're going to do Blade rated R?
Oh my god, they fucking better. Because, like, Blade, like...
Blade is, like, the most violent hero.
You can't have him, like, cutting people, then what? You don't, like, you don't see the blood type of thing?
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to be, like, intense.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're trying to, like, not go for rated R, but, like, they can always change it, like, last second. Because I hope they do, because, like... Mm-hmm. That's one of those guys that's like same with like Punisher, where it's like it's supposed to be violent.
Yeah. Like Punisher was sick.
Yeah,
Punisher was sick.
I didn't like all the Netflix Marvel shows. I didn't end up watching.
Oh, you didn't watch Punisher?
I still have to.
Have you seen like the clips of Daredevil 2, like the Punisher scenes? And that?
Yeah. So I saw some. I think my brother was watching it. So like I saw some of the scenes, like a Punisher just absolutely like decking people.
Mm-hmm.
But like that was about it. I haven't actually watched the whole series, but
word.
I got time now, so I should probably watch that.
Because I want to see. You know how they did Logan? It was more like a Western movie.
Oh, yeah, it was so sick.
I want to see more of that type of shit, where it's less of a blockbuster freaking, we're trying to make it appealing to everybody, and more like an art piece.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because Logan was
that
like...
That shit was art.
That was art, because like it was straight up just like, so like, what, it's like almost like apocalyptic future, where it's just like, shit was all like run down and stuff, and like...
And it was a Western vibe.
Yeah, exactly, because it's almost like his last stand.
Yeah.
Like old man Logan, like he's trying to like survive. Was I guess the adamantium in him is like kind of slowly dying.
Mm-hmm.
So like that was his like it was just played off so well, because you knew it was almost like you knew what was coming.
Yeah,
but it was just, I don't know, the way they did dramatic and that last scene. What did he do? I think he took like a serum or some stuff, and then like it was his last scene, like when he went off, he was just like it was like literally like last stand. Mm-hmm. And like he's like killing, like, and like have you seen the video of him doing the recording
behind the scenes? Yeah, right,
how intense he gets. He's like yelling and he's like going for it, like,
yo, just like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
freaking, what's his name, Hugh Jackman. They can't have another Wolverine like Hugh Jackman.
Literally, like he's up there with like someone, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, and Hugh Jackman. Those are like roles you just can't replace.
Yeah, you can't really like compare it anymore. No. But here's the thing: unless they make it like something else, right? Yeah. It can't be the same.
They can't. So
they can't reboot.
Yeah,
that's the thing. They can't reboot.
Yeah, because then that brings the issue. Because then. Now the MCU, because they bought Fox, they have all the rights to X-Men. Yo, it's the whole thing with WandaVision, the same guy
I know
that played Quicksilver.
Yeah.
And people are like, yo, he's gonna be the Fox Quicksilver, but he's gonna come to like the MCU and like it's gonna be like multiverse.
But they didn't do that shit.
It was just all a boner joke.
Damn, bro.
And that was it. So it's like people
Loki, that pissed me off, fam. I was cheese. I was like,
everyone was hyped.
They
man.
Wasted it, and then all the speculation and shit.
Yeah.
We were all like, yo, this is big.
Yeah.
And then it was nothing. It was-
I remember getting hyped. Like, I was watching in the mornings. And I'd be like, yo, like, it's the same. It has to be some next reveal that's, like, the same character. And it's, like, he ended up in this universe. Because, like, technically, that's, like, what WandaVision was building up to. It was, like, multiverse. Yeah. So it's, like, I feel like they could have. So it's either they wanted to save something, like, that big for, like, an actual blockbuster movie. Or they actually just threw this shit away.
Yeah, that's
true. And, like, there was, like, oh, look, Ralph Boner. And then it's, like, oh, wow. Like... All that for a dick joke. Like, shit. Right. So now that you asked me, what's your top three Marvel movies?
Okay, my top three Marvel movies. Okay, I have to put Infinity War and Endgame number one together again, just like how you did.
Yeah.
Because fucking that literally is top. You can't really that's on a different tier.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the conclusion to everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything came together. Everything they built up.
Oh yeah.
It has to be number one.
Yeah.
The story, everything that worked with it.
All the characters like interacting for the first time and shit. Mm-hmm. Like
it's just like when we saw Avengers the first time.
Yeah, like that was insane. Like the hype around that.
It was just like that feeling of like, damn, they all came together. Oh, I remember him from that movie.
Yep.
That feeling. And then it's like amplified by 100 because it's like all of these heroes.
You got like Guardians like from space. And like Avengers. Like it was just like, it was so sick seeing those interactions from all these characters that like never talked before.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then for my second this one's different. I want to say Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, first one?
I don't know. I think definitely number one is better.
I love number one.
But I still love two a lot.
Yeah, same.
Like some of the moments in that were like, shit, I always watch two more than one for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
I love both of them. But yeah,
I love both of them.
I think the first one was like, because I just remember back in the day, everyone's like, the fuck's like Guardians of the Galaxy? Like,
yeah. But yo, the soundtrack alone, that shit was fire. It was like, it's a different vibe. It was kind of like, what was it? It was 80s, right?
Yeah, it was a classic.
Bro. Okay. So I actually have a theory for Guardians of the Galaxy. Okay. So you know how Peter Quill, mm-hmm. he was abducted when he was a kid, right?
Yeah, he was a child.
So this is kind of like a little fun theory, mm-hmm. but the reason Guardians of the Galaxy is like PG-13 mm-hmm. and you don't hear them swear a lot and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is because Peter Quill was abducted when he was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
So he didn't learn a lot of swear words and he didn't learn a lot of English shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So by the time he was in space, you were just hearing what he knows.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why it's PG-13. He doesn't hear like the F word and shit.
Yeah, because he doesn't know any of that.
Yeah.
Plus, you have to think, like, I think they have the translator between, like, because you have to think, they don't all speak English.
Yeah, they don't all speak English.
So it's probably just, like, that's why it's all, like, PG, like, 13, because it's him hearing, like, maybe it's, like, translating what they're saying. It's
exactly.
Terms type of thing.
Yeah, just, like, a little fun, like, thing to think about, right?
I love that,
Yo, so, and then there's another theory, right?
Yeah.
So I believe it was in Infinity War or Endgame, where Thor introduces Groot to everybody.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this is my friend, Tree.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, there's a theory that Groot's real name is Tree. Because, remember, I think in Infinity War, Thor said, oh, I know Groot.
Yeah.
I learned that in Asgard because it was an elective.
Yeah.
So he speaks Groot.
Maybe
him saying it wasn't just a joke like, oh, this is my friend Tree. Yeah. That's actually his name.
Yeah, because you have the thing, like, everyone doesn't speak, like, that language, so it's like, but yeah, like, Asgardians, like, they can speak, like, they learn that type of, like,
he's like,
world languages.
He said that line, like, oh yeah, I that was an elective in Asgard or some shit.
Oh my god, that's actually funny. So, like, whole time, that, like, that's just his language, he says, I am Groot, but, like, really, this man's like, no, I'm literally just a tree. Like,
exactly. That's exactly, crazy. It's just, my name's Tree, bro. Yeah, exactly. All you hear is Groot, I am Groot.
And, like, we are Groot, and, like, that's it, but, Nate, that's just his only, that's his language, that's his word, that's all you can say.
Yeah.
That's sick. I love that.
So my third favorite movie.
Yeah.
Okay. I think my third favorite movie is going to be, we're only talking like MCU though.
Yeah. I think
MCU. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I want to say Spider-Man, the first one.
Oh, Homecoming?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But I like that movie.
I like it because like they had kind of Easter eggs for 80s shit.
Yeah.
Like you remember the Ferris Bueller moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just that, because I love high school movies.
Oh yeah, no.
Like I love the old high, like again, like Mean Girls and shit. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Like all these like high school Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right?
Yeah.
I love that vibe, and I feel like we didn't get that from the other Spider-Man movies. Even though he was in high school, we never got like the high school movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Because there's those like Breakfast Club type of thing where it's like those feels of like they're in high school and they're like their kids just like learning.
Yeah, exactly. Type of thing. Exactly.
So yeah, I like that. Like that movie was just like, I like the vibe of it. Like just the way like I said, like he's a kid and he's just like, he has his interest in this and that, but now he's like whole like superhero. It's like, sick.
Do you think we could ever see like a rated R Spider-Man in the future? Oh, imagine.
I wish, because like they have some next like Spider-Verse, like they have, there's one called like Assassin Spider-Man.
Where
like,
oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like he trained with Wolverine.
Yeah.
So his spider senses are like quadrupled.
Oh,
like,
shit.
So he can tell events before they even happen because of how good his spider senses are.
Damn.
And it's like where his web shooter is. Instead of, he has a web shooter, but he also has a gun.
So, oh, that's sick. Yeah. What the fuck?
So like, instead of like shooting webs, he'll go like that and just like shot.
Damn.
Yeah, it's actually,
what's
crazy.
This called? Spider-Man what?
It was just, I think it's Assassin Spider-Man.
Assassin Spider-Man?
Yeah.
That's a comic.
I think it was, it was like one of those like alternate universe comics.
Yo, I'm gonna read that, bro.
It's actually,
that shit sounds fire.
I think the only way I discovered it is because like there's this old Spider-Man game on like iPhone.
Yeah.
It was like those like run, it was like a running, you know what I mean? You know, like Temple Run?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah. It's like the swinging. Yeah. Through the city and shit.
It was Spider-Man
yeah.
Unlimited, and like it was such a sick game because you would just like unlock different Spider-Man
like skins and shit. Yeah.
So then I remember Assassin Spider-Man, and I was like, fuck Assassin Spider-Man, his suit's sick, but I was like, the hell? And then it like it tells you about it, like it almost like gives you a little like synopsis of like, oh, this, he's from this comic book, this is what his story is. So I remember reading a little bit more about him like online. I was like, what? Like, you know, like he's a straight up just like, because I always thought, I'm like, if Spider-Man, like Spider-Man always holds back, like every time he fights like different guys, like he's just like, he never like, he always pulls back his punches because he's like a good guy, like he doesn't want to kill them. But if Spider-Man like used it to full ability, like if he actually one time like went, I think he went toe to toe with Hulk because he actually like went, like, he's like, no, I'm using my powers. So it's like, he's strong and he just holds back. Yeah. So Assassin's Spider-Man was like, he was straight up just murder. Like, he was like, he didn't care. He's like, I'm, I have my powers.
That's hard. That's hard. I loved it. See, and then characters like that, you can't put them under like a PG-13. It won't work. It won't work.
Exactly. Yeah.
Same thing, like, what were you saying with like Blade and shit? Like,
yeah.
We can't have like a PG-13 Blade, man. Yeah, exactly. We got to have it right. And then if they're not going to do it right, then it's kind of discrediting kind of that whole story.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if you come out, let's say, with a PG-13 Blade,
yeah,
most of the people don't know a lot about Blade, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they're going to think whatever that comes out, that's what it is.
Exactly.
So they discredit everything else, and then they don't get to see the side that the fans of the comics knew.
Yeah, people who've been reading it since like back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the actual story. That's with like Punisher. It's like you can't have Punisher and not have like the story where it's like, you know,
his family got murdered.
His family got killed. Like, they can't just like take that out. If it was like MCU, they can't just like be like, oh yeah, nah, that didn't happen. Like, nah, like they got to stick to it type of thing.
Yeah.
But like, just don't ruin the rated R stuff. Like, just keep it like mature type of thing.
Mm. Even with like other TV show series and shit. Like, I feel like a lot of like TV shows, they come out and then, for example, like Last Airbender, they're coming out with like live action, right?
Oh my God, yeah. We don't, listen, first of all, we don't talk about the live action M. Night Shyamalan one.
Oh yeah, oh my God. So that show was trash, bro.
I never watched it. So it was
you fun. Never watched it?
So back in the day, I always used to watch, I think, Disney Channel and like Teletoon. Like back Like that was my things, but I never somehow watched like, I guess, like Nickelodeon type stuff.
Oh, you never? Yeah.
So I never watched Avatar as a kid. And then last year, like the first quarantine, my boys are like, you've never seen Avatar? I'm like, no. Like, I'm like, isn't it a kid's show? They're like, nah. Like, it's on Netflix. 4 seasons.
Yeah, it's fire.
I straight up just like binged it for like a solid month, watched all of it. It was so good. Then I watched Legend of Korra and stuff. Like, and now I'm just like into like the whole universe.
It's like, it, to be honest, it's an anime.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the way the story goes and the quick little like fun quips they have and shit, it turns into like an anime like scene sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, I love the art style. And, like, yo, then straight up, I've like downloaded music from like, cause there's like the Avatar music they have.
Weird, yeah.
Even like, you know, like Leaves from the Vine, like Uncle Iroh, like that shit made me cry. Like,
oh, so yo, sad. Uncle Iroh, fam.
Like,
he had one of the saddest scenes, bro.
That scene, like, even cause I think that episode was like a filler episode that one time. And it was just like, yeah, like usually filler episodes are whatever. Like, oh, it's a filler episode, you ignore it. That filler episode is like without, and then had like everyone's stories and the Uncle Iroh's. Oh my God.
Yo, like, one. You ever heard the Uncle Iroh theory though?
No.
Bro. So there's a theory that the reason Uncle Iroh loves tea so much is because it's a combination of all four elements, and it takes all four elements to make tea. So you have the hot water, you have the fire,
to heat up.
You have the earth, the actual tea itself.
Yeah, the leaves and stuff.
And the clay to make the cup.
Yeah.
So it's all four elements.
Holy shit. And he was such like, he used other elements like in his, like I think fighting as like a firebender, he would take little bits from like other bending and use it, I think, as a firebender, like different like techniques.
Yeah.
And like, that's why he was one of like the strongest like ones around. So like, that's it. He's always been one, like the wise one. That's like, you gotta respect like all these like different, like the different like bending stuff and all elements and stuff.
Do you think they're going to do a good job if they come out live action?
Oh man, I don't know. I think what I'm doubting about it now is that the original creators backed out of it, and it's just straight up Netflix, I think, just taking the mantle now.
True.
So, but what happened was that the creators of Avatar, I forget their names, but the creators actually made, I think, Avatar Productions or some stuff like that. So they made their own company.
Oh yeah.
So now they're making an Avatar universe where they're doing more stories.
Oh, like, that'd be movies. Dope to hear like the other avatars and shit. So that'd be
like,
dope.
They're starting production now. So they're gonna do like, I think it's all still cartoons, but like they're doing movies and like new shows, and like they only just announced that they were doing like the production company recently, but they said, yeah, we're coming with shit.
Yeah, that's dope. So
I loved it. We were talking about earlier with like the, when you got shows or movies that like, they actually go to more like mature stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I loved, so like people kind of judgmental about Legend of Korra.
Yeah, because you know, I really like Legend of Korra though.
I actually really liked it. I thought it was a different, because people are like, oh, she's not Aang.
Yo, no, she's cap. Not supposed to be. Like, this is kind of controversial, but I like Legend of Korra better than the OG. Whoa. But okay. I still like Aang better.
Okay.
So here, I like Legend of Korra better because of the villains.
The villains? See, first, the only season I didn't really like was season 2. That one was all right.
Mm.
But, yo, I'm one of the top villains in all of Avatar, is it here? Like season 3?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That was like prime example of like, you're taking bending and it's like, you're taking it to like different limits.
Yeah.
That one scene where like he straight up just like, Because you have to think, like, I always thought, I'm like, with benders, like, they're always doing it in non-violent ways. Mm-hmm. Like, but can't they, like, essentially, like, kill someone with it?
Yeah.
And then Sahir literally kills that, the queen of, I think it was the queen of Ba Sing Se, I think. And, like, he straight up just, like, takes the, she suffocates.
And it got kind of dark, bro. Yeah. It got dark as shit. And even Amon with the bloodbending and shit. Yo. Like, bro, that was the first time we saw, like, violence like that.
Because I remember, like, Katara, like, mm-hmm. she kind of knew bloodbending.
But yeah, it was, like, one episode thing, right?
And where she was like, oh God, like, cause it's like a messed up.
Yeah.
And the thing was like, it could only happen, I think, on a full moon, something like that. But then Legend of Korra, it's like someone mastered it so they can do it all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, Amon straight up just like, it's like, you have to think the sounds they make do when they do it, like just like controlling someone like that. I'm like, yo, that's messed
that's
up.
That's crazy.
Like then just straight up like.
Cause it makes so much sense too. Cause if you can bend water, you can bend blood because there's elements exactly. of it. Exactly.
There's water like. In like yeah. all of us, so it's like, yo, you can just straight up like grab somebody, or like even like the air, like where it's like I always thought, I'm like, well, we breathe there, can't you throw like use it to kill them? And
yeah,
Zahir did, and I was like, yo, I'm like that. I'm like, you're taking it to like the next level, like you know what I mean? Like,
see, they should do an Avatar live action, but make it like that.
If they actually, all I'm saying is that if the creators have to understand that now the people that liked it when they were like kids, they probably love the series now, like as they're older.
Yeah, we're older now. We're older. So all the fans are older. We're not the same kids.
So like they would have like almost limitless potential, like with like a mature rated R like Airbender type or not Airbender, but like Avatar thing.
Yeah.
It's like they can do so much with like Earthbender. Ending and like all that stuff, like they can come up with some kudos to them though for coming up with like non-violent ways to do all these bendings. Because you have to think like fire, they shoot fire at them, but they rarely kill them with it. They kind of just shoot.
Yeah, that's so
fire.
True. Yeah,
yo, if they let it was funny because Nickelodeon, it was season 3 is when they actually did because I think Legend of Korra got taken off of Nickelodeon. Like
did it actually?
Yeah. So on the actual TV, they took it off, but they put it online. So I think it was like the Nickelodeon website was showing it. So that's why season 3 got dark. Because
I think
they had a little bit more leeway on what they can.
That's dope.
And then I think season 4, the I think the Nickelodeon is like, yo, you gotta tone it down. Like that, that was a lot. Like, but then everyone I talked to, everyone that like loves that shit, yo, but what do you mean season 3 was like the best season?
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, like you gotta continue with stuff like that. Like people love that.
Yeah, see, because I feel like Disney does it too. Because when they did Toy Story 3, I think, right? Toy Story 3, they knew all of the fans of the original Toy Story. We're older now. We're going to college.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how they did like the Andy going to college type of storyline. Exactly. Right? And it all kind of it works. It works. Cause I feel like if you have an audience at this age, when they're older, they still want to be fans of the same creator, like the same type of things.
Yeah, exactly.
So you gotta appeal to like that generation. You know what I mean?
I understand the idea that if you have a formula and it works, it's dope.
Yeah.
But like there's that chance that like you make that same content over and over again, and then the next generation of kids are like, I don't like that. That's shit. Something like that. But then, yeah, if you're like, yo, our audience is growing up with us, like we can keep making stuff for them like that, like then like people are gonna be like, yo, like I'm 20 something, but it's like, yo, it's still great because it's that's why Avatar is like almost like ageless, because it's even though it was a kid's show, I remember like looking at it, like,
it had some serious themes.
Yeah. Like, even like the whole idea of like the chakras and like almost like self.
Yo, and that's some of that, that's real shit too. It's not even like they took inspiration from real things, like real cultures, real kind of like philosophies.
Exactly.
And they put some history into it, and then they showed it off.
Exactly.
It was kind of a good representation of even just like Asian culture.
Yeah.
Because we don't see that a lot, bro. We don't see like, well, what's an Asian show we like mainstream? Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Besides, like, I think Avatar. And that might be it.
That's a, like, because they did a way of like Asian, like indigenous, I think the water tribes, like,
indigenous tribe. Yeah. Yeah. Aboriginals.
Yeah, exactly. So they were really good in representation. So that's why people were so pissed about like the M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yo, exactly.
They just straight up whitewashed them. It's like,
whitewashed them.
That's like, this is their culture. Like they're trying to like take cultures from real life and put it into like this universe. And then this man just said like, nah, it's going to be fun. Like a bunch of like white kids. Like,
yeah.
It's like, but nah, but like, you know, Aang's Air Nomad, and they're, I think they're all like Asian stuff, so stick to that.
Facts.
So that's why I hope Netflix, if Netflix does it, like I don't know how they're gonna
I have high hopes though. If it's in Netflix's hands, it should be good.
I hope it's good, but I was reading some shit and I thought they were changing the ages. So it seemed as if they're gonna try and make Katara and Zuko similar ages to put them together instead of Aang and Katara.
Word.
But I'm like, nah,
I don't think they should mess with the story at all.
Yeah,
they shouldn't mess with the story at all, because then it's like they should just do it like how they did Lion King.
Yeah,
So the same thing, yeah, same lines, whatever, but just make it more like tone to realistic.
Yeah, exactly.
To realism.
Yeah.
So instead of just like fucking like these odd jokes they use with the anime type yeah. of the chibi figure, you know what I'm talking about? When the head gets big.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like those type of things. Because that's why you can't do like Naruto live action.
Yeah.
That's why you can't do a lot of animes live action mm-hmm. is because they have those moments. Mm-hmm. So they got to like tone it to make it a little bit more realistic, but still have that sense of like character.
Oh, 100%. Right? I'm sure they can find a way of being like showing those similar reactions mm-hmm. but like just switching it to like more realistic.
Yeah,
but
facts.
But then I feel like it's just at one point all of a sudden they're just like, you know, why don't we change this, and then why don't we change this, and then it becomes like
yeah
the whole next like story or something like that.
Mm-hmm. We're running out of time, but I guess we'll end it there. Okay. So thank you, Luco, for coming through.
Man, thanks for bringing me, man.
Thanks for watching. Like, comment, subscribe, check out my new channel, Nostalgia Tripping.
Yeah, check out that
show. I'm gonna link that to you. Jumpers Jump out.
See you, man.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.